Christina Cross from a new album, The Best of Bottleneck. It's out on August 1, which is not too far away. That's pretty good news, but the better news is that Christina Cross has joined me on the line. Christina, welcome to Jump Children. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you, Stephen. Thanks so much for having me.
It's absolutely my pleasure. Best of Bottleneck is pretty good. It is what, your fifth album? It's a compilation, and I'm a little curious. Why a best of?
Well, the idea was put to me by Ross Sphere from Australian Spectrum Radio. I don't know why. He just out of the blue reached out and he just said, I've been thinking about you. You need to do a best of to sort of get yourself back out there, which I've been out there still gigging and everything, but haven't done a CD for a while. So, and I thought, I sort of mulled it over and he gave me a lot of information. I thought, it's got merit. But I thought about it for a while and I sort of, first reaction was like, best of, isn't that what like the Rolling Stones do and things like that? I'm not quite up there, but after I thought about it a bit, it occurred to me one day, I thought, do something different if I'm going to do it. You know, Best of Bottleneck, why not? Because that's a big feature of my playing and passion for guitar. So it just, and then when I thought of that, I thought, yeah, that's a good idea. I like that one. So sort of went with that. That's how it all came about.
Well, I was going to ask you why it was the Best of Bottleneck, but I think you've answered that. How did you select the tunes? Was it hard to whittle them down?
Yeah, it was a little. Sort of getting them in playing order took a little bit, and shoot myself in the foot because it won't be so much fun trying to play them in that order live because I use two separate tunings. So I've got two guitars. So I've got one A guitar, it's tuned to open A, and the other one's tuned to open E. So I knew that when I was creating this little adventure, but I thought, I'll just have to play it differently on stage because you can't change guitars every two or three songs. So, but they just work really well together in that the way that I sort of like things to flow, and I think I got that right.
Yeah, I think so too.
Oh, thanks.
Were you tempted to redo anything, embellish anything?
Well, not really in terms of, it was all remastered, obviously, just as one sort of new CD to make them all blend because the stuff from the Crosstown CD, which was not my, it was when I still had the band and I was calling myself that, not under my solo name so much, but that was, had quite a different sound to my more recent stuff. So the mastering really brought that all together. But, I think the idea, I do have some new songs in the works, so that's, I sort of figured that this is a good way to reintroduce myself, I guess, and introduce myself to people that don't even know I exist and sort of set the ball rolling again for potential new release of new material, which I'm, starting to work on. I've got a few songs. I was thinking about whether I should do a single, like a new song and put that on there, but it is too time consuming, and I thought, everything just sort of lined up really quickly for this. And I thought, even the album, I'm doing a physical CD release of it as well. So that's looking amazing. So I'm sort of happy with the way it's all coming together so quickly.
Oh, fantastic. New music. Yeah. We always love new music here at Jump Children.
Right.
Midnight Train has turned up on a couple of compilations. It's probably my favourite. Do you have a favourite from this set of songs?
Ah, oh, that's a good question. I mean, Midnight Train's a classic because it's sort of everyone loves that song, but I suppose, and we always do it in live shows and everything. But I think, I mean, I've got a few. Let me think. I don't know if I've got a favourite. I've always been really, I really like Breakaway. I mean, I know it's a real sort of hard-edged sort of blues song, but I was always really happy with that one. Yeah, apart from that, Voodoo Queen makes me laugh when I play it. It's just such a silly, crazy song. But, yeah, I don't know. They're also, I sort of feel like I'm such a melting pot of musical ideas that it all comes out weird. I've got so many little different styles going on in there. But, yeah, I don't know. Do you? You think, I think Midnight Train seems to be everyone else's favourite.
So. Yeah, it's probably, it was the one I went to first when I played something on air, and it was my go-to previously. So I'm going to have to like bump myself out of that and play other things, which I will in a minute.
I trust you.
just on compilation albums. So taking the 40 years of Big Rock as an example, did you have much of a say about which track they used?
No, not really. That was just sort of, you know, I think that just came the favourite choice. So I can't even remember what year that came out of.
No, I don't know either.
It was a couple of years back, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that just got selected.
Fair enough.
See, but I mean, nearly everyone I know on radio programs always plays that song, so it's got something. It's catchy. It's got a great riff.
Yeah, it is very catchy. And now I'm definitely going to start playing something else. One more before I let you go. As an aside, you were a guest on the last Storm Cellar album. How did that come about?
Yeah, that was a while back. Yeah, they just reached out to me, heard us that song Crossfire, and just said I envisage vocals and I want you and Dan to be on it. And that was totally of his making, of Storm Cellar's making. And yeah, it was fun doing that. He got the studio together, but it, you know, like, that's always hard for me because I'm a little bit of a free spirit, and it's hard sort of trying to get inside someone else's head and knowing what they want and what they're hearing, you know. But we got there and it turned out great. That was fun.
Yeah, it has turned out well. The album's not bad either. I quite like it.
They're a cool band.
They are quite prolific too. It's like, it seems to be an album a year from those guys. It's fantastic.
I know, and they travel and they manage to go play in other places and do all sorts of amazing things. But yeah, it's great.
Anyway, this is not about them. This is about you, Christina Cross. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Stephen. I appreciate that.
The Best of Bottleneck is out August the 1st. Where can folks get a hold of it?
Well, it's going to be obviously available on, there's a link on my website, christinacross.com. There's a pre-order, pre-save link, so it's going to be on Apple Music and Spotify and all the usual platforms there. But obviously once I get my physical copies, they'll be available if anyone still wants to buy a CD, which is becoming less and less likely as we go on. But I like the look of them. So yeah, from the website, obviously you'll be able to get them there too. But all the platforms. So if you go to my web page on the actual front page, I've put a link there and a little announcement about. If you click that link, it shows you all the different platforms, Amazon and everything else. So, yeah.
Well, fantastic. Get to it. Get to Christina's website. Christina Cross, thank you so much.
Thanks, Stephen. Thanks so much. Great.